Our final story on the world today has an interesting backstory that I want to share with you. It's about an artist named Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu, or Gurumul for short. He's a top-selling indigenous artist from Australia, never played in the U.S. before until this week, with a few select dates across the country. Born blind in 1971, and he's got a gorgeous voice.
I was born blind, and I don't know why. God knows why, because he loved me so.
So we set up an interview with Gurumul. I wanted to speak with him, but it turns out that wasn't happening. When I realized Gurumul would not speak, I shifted focus and spoke with, well, let's say his spokesman, his bass player, Michael Honan. He also produced Gurumul's self-titled album. With Gurumul sitting by his side and listening in, Honan told me that early on in the singer's career, the Aussie press was tough on him. And he said there were other factors, too, that made it uncomfortable for Gurumul to speak with the media.
Gurumul kind of tried to do a little bit of it. He's shy, but also culturally, he's not the person who actually speaks on behalf of himself or his people.
I mean, that reticence to talk, I mean, that suggests quite a rare bird. And it's that island that you met him at, that remote island off the northern Australian coast there. That seems to talk to where he comes from, that's where he is from. And the fact that he speaks a language and sings in a language that not more than 3,000 people speak. Tell me a bit more about who Gurumul is.
Yeah, it's a strange one. If you've ever been to Bermuda, Gurumul's island is a little bit like Bermuda, but the only people that live there are his own clan groups, his own tribes, if you like. And it's this paradise island with its own complex culture and history and ceremony and language going on there.
It's really fascinating, then, that Gurumul is a huge star in Australia, considering he sings in a language not more than 3,000 people understand. I asked Michael Honan what he thinks is the key to Gurumul's success.
I think it's more to do with the emotional attachment people have to his voice. And, you know, he's a big fan of some big Western pop music from the Eagles and a star that we hope to meet while we're here called Vince Gill.
You think I can ask Gurumul what he finds compelling about American country music?
I think he just likes the whole feeling of it.
You understand that from a look, a wink?
No, he's hardly moving.
You speak Gurumul now after, what, 20, 30 years?
Yeah, his language, he's kind of taught us quite a bit about that.
So that was my attempt at an interview with Gurumul. The interview with his producer and bassist, Michael Honan, as you heard, went just fine. And even though Gurumul didn't speak, he did grace us with a song in the studio. The Australian Aboriginal artist Gurumul playing for us his song Bapa, which, like it sounds, is about fathers. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. Have yourselves a great weekend.